coach, expert educator that founded Worth Results to empower women to realize their worth, maximize their potential, achieve the results, and get what they want out of life. Today, I am very excited to be interviewing a female entrepreneur, the owner-operator of Performance Painters, Amanda Whitney. So put away all your distractions and focus on today's lesson because this podcast class is now in session. Welcome back, everybody. I'm so glad you are here today. Remember last podcast, I mentioned that I had interviewed a friend of mine, but I didn't think it had saved. Well, it did, and I'm so excited to be sharing this conversation I had with Amanda Whitney with you all. And just to refresh your memory, Amanda is a female entrepreneur. She started a painting business, and guess what? She just hires women. Yay! It was such a pleasure getting to know more about Amanda and her journey, her story, her business, and I really hope you enjoy learning about her too. Have a listen. So thank you very much, Amanda Whitney, for taking time out of your super busy schedule to spend some time with me and us today on our Potential Awaits podcast. I'm so excited to learn more about you.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Okay, so just to let everybody know, Amanda Whitney and I met through a Business Networking International group that we both belong with. And when I met Amanda last year and found out that not only does she own and operate a painting company, all of her employees are women. So I'm like, as soon as I found that out, I'm like, I have to interview you. Well, first of all, I have to get to know you. And second, I have to interview you on my podcast. So
yeah,
that was that. So thanks again very much. And I'm so excited to be able to be talking with you today. So now, how long has the business been in existence?
It'll be 3 years officially in June.
Oh, fantastic. Now, prior to you starting it up officially, what happened before that kind of led you into starting this up?
Yeah, so I was a financial advisor with a company, a very large company called Primerica Financial Services. I had my licenses with them for about 6 years. And during COVID, I was full time. And as you know, myself and the rest of the world, we were all working from home for the most part. And I was driving myself a little bit insane working from home, not going to lie. So that's what kind of led me to becoming a painter, because first and foremost, I was not a painter beforehand. I was a financial advisor. And yeah, that's what kind of led me to wanting to become a painter, was just to get out of the house, to be honest.
So why did you pick painting? I mean, you could have had anything else that you could have wanted to choose. What spurred you on to painting? Were you looking at your walls and sort of, as you were going crazy in the COVID world, thinking, you know, there's a way I can spruce this up. Hey, I'm really good at this. How about I do that? Or how did it come all about?
For sure. So back in college, probably about 6 years ago now, my mom and I actually painted her whole place, the whole upstairs, the kitchen. Yeah. So that's actually where I got a little bit of painting experience. And then, throughout COVID, I was just kind of figuring out what exactly I wanted to do. Like, I was a bartender part-time when I was a financial advisor as well. So I couldn't really do that. Restaurants were closed and shut down. And I noticed that the trades industry was really booming. So again, like you said, people were locked in their houses, looking at their backyards, their walls, their homes, and we're getting a lot of renovating done. So yeah, I was like, you know what, painting, you don't need necessarily a license or a degree for it. I didn't really want to go back to school during COVID. And again, I have licenses already with the financial services. If painting didn't work out, I could have just went back to do that. Okay. So
cool. So your mindset then for creating your business was more, you saw an opportunity, you saw that that industry was booming, you had some experience, you obviously enjoy it. And you just said, what the heck? What have we got to lose? Is that kind of
what you said
at the time?
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend of mine at the time was convincing me a lot to actually start this business. I was totally against it. I was like, nope, I'm going to be a financial advisor forever. And he had a business in the trades too. So he was kind of the one that I saw the trades industry was booming through, was through him and his business. And so him and his business partner were just kind of trying to convince me every day. They're like, you should really start a business in, in trades. And I'm like, no way. And so actually my mindset was totally against the idea.
Oh,
And
wow.
then it actually took about 3 to 4 months for me to really like open up my mind and say, okay, yeah, I think I could do it. So
So what made you decide to hire just women?
yeah, so when we first started hiring back, I guess almost 3 years ago, it was mostly just contractors off Facebook Marketplace, and it was actually guys. So there were not a lot of female painters, as you know,
Yes.
and it was mostly just cash and side gigs for a lot of those guys. But that was where I realized I did not want to hire men, and nothing against them. My stepdad works for us part-time whenever we need the extra hands, but it was just a matter of the fact that they don't like taking authority by women.
Yep.
And it was the same thing with every single guy that walked on through. I had one guy that was again just doing subcontract work for me for the first 3 months of our business, and eventually he just got sick and tired of me telling him how I wanted things done. So
Wow.
naturally, just they weren't taking great directions. So that's when
Wow.
I
So you
realized.
said, okay, let path of least resistance. Let's go to who can actually do the work and
Yeah.
I can get along with. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
Oh,
Work
that's
smarter,
great.
harder, right?
Absolutely. So where did the idea of the name Performance Painters come from? Was that from your friend as well, or did you come up with that yourself?
Yeah, actually. So it was kind of through him. His business had performance in it as well. And it'll be kind of funny if he ever saw this. But yeah, and he had no problem with that. And I was struggling a lot actually with my logo and my name.
Oh,
And I was
really?
like, you know what? I love performance. I'm just gonna take that. Is that okay? And he's like, yeah, for sure. Like, I don't care. And there's a lot of there's Performance Automotive
Oh,
here in
yes.
Thorold
Yeah.
or Niagara. So there's a lot of performance out there. Yeah. So and I just went with it, and I think I'll keep that long term.
Oh, no,
So.
absolutely. You've got to go with what feels right for you, for sure. And
Yeah.
now, do you do work with your friend?
No.
No.
No, so
Oh.
he owns a window cleaning business.
Oh,
Completely
okay.
different. Yes,
Completely different.
it's just a trade. Yeah.
All right. So you went through a no, I'm not going to do this. I'm a financial advisor. This is my life to yes, finally. Was there any other process that you went through? You said you struggled with your logo and the name. Was there any other kind of process that you went through to go from yeah, okay, to getting your first gig?
Yeah, I mean, I had to put myself out there a lot, and kind of learn through trial and error on how to estimate. That was really a hard process to go through.
Yeah.
I put myself out on Kijiji, Facebook Marketplace, just as a solo painter, and I learned the hard way that you can't paint an entire house by yourself in one week.
You can. It's
So
exhausting, though. Yes.
that was hard. There were some really long nights. I remember my very first big house that I did on my own, was it took me 2 weeks, so that the family went away for a week. And again, just that process of being there till midnight painting, trying to make sure that it was done by the time they got back, and it still wasn't, and ordering pizza and sometimes a case of beer. And so that process really got me to where I am today, is just going through those tough times of,
Yeah.
first of all, not knowing how to estimate properly, and secondly, knowing how big of a job you can handle.
Yeah.
So,
Did you get any help other than your friend? Did you get any help with the whole idea of starting up the business and learning how to estimate? Was there anybody
no,
that helped you with
honestly.
that?
So he didn't really know anything about painting. He just knew more so how to start a business, since he had his window cleaning business. Yeah. And so he kind of introduced me to the right people. So, his accountant, he introduced me to a guy that created his website. So there were a lot of things that people that he kind of introduced me to, but necessarily when it came to estimating or how to hire like painters, how to brand yourself, like he didn't really know much about that. So,
Yes.
but besides him, it was mostly myself. My mom helped a lot with, advertising for me and talking about me anywhere she went.
Good, excellent.
But yeah, at the very beginning, it was mostly just what I learned from building a business within Primerica. I just kind of took that into performance painters.
Okay, perfect. So, what outside of your mom, because I got your mom's reaction and I got your friend's reaction, what was your family and friends' reactions to you moving from being a financial advisor to a painter?
Yeah, so I was honestly a little worried at first, because it took me so long to brand myself as a financial advisor. And for me to just switch careers like that, that was also a lot of the kind of thought process behind me saying, no, I could never become a painter. Like, what are you talking about? I just took 6 years to convince my family and friends that I'm a financial advisor. And before that, I was a daycare teacher. So it's like going from one totally different career to the next, to the next. So it just,
Yes.
I was very worried about that, but I really had nothing to worry about. My friends and family were very supportive, and I did wait a little while until I had a lot of confidence under my belt to really start posting about my business on my personal pages, like my personal Facebook and my personal Instagram. It almost took me about a year to really start posting and sharing with most of my friends and family. I kind of kept it on the lowdown. And living out in Ottawa kind of helped a lot because nobody knew me there. And I'm
Yeah.
originally from Niagara Falls. So, I didn't really have much to say to people out there because they just knew me as a painter, which kind of
Wow,
helped.
that did. So were you, was it mainly just your concern about their reaction that was causing you the weight about that?
Yeah, that
Or what?
hesitance kind of came from that, of like the unknown of what they would think, kind of,
Now, did that impact your confidence and your ability to be an exceptional painter? Or was it just you were concerned about their reaction and the stress associated with that reaction?
I think it was more so if what they would say,
Yeah.
if the client that I just did an estimate for was so and so's next door neighbor, and they happened to bump into each other and chat about, oh, I just had an estimate done by Performance Painters, and they say, oh, I know her. She was just a financial advisor last week, So it
That
was
kind of
just
thing, sure.
the having the experience under the belt so that people took me seriously,
Yeah.
because it's true, I didn't come from a background of painting. But I am self-taught, and I've grown a lot since then. So,
Are the majority of your clients male or female?
I would say I actually haven't done that tally before.
Okay. That's
I would
okay.
say
You don't have to.
50-50.
50-50.
Yeah,
I
now I
was
want
thinking
to
that
now.
that would probably be it. Now, I guess my question is then, how was your initial reaction, or what was the initial reaction from some of your male clients, especially maybe some of the older, if you've had older male clients? What was their reaction to you?
Yeah, I think a lot of them are still really old school. A
Yes.
lot of them don't even to this day. We just did a commercial project, and the grandfather on the project came in to come see how we were doing, and he was even shocked. He had to take a double take at me up on the scissor lift with my hard hat on. So, it happens a lot where, they're just not used to seeing young female painters. Same with contractors, older contractors that will see on brand new builds. They too, take a second look and they're like, huh? Like, there's a
Yeah,
pink hard
exactly.
hat here. What's going
What's going
on?
on exactly? I hate to ask this, but I'm going to. Have you been hit on?
Yes, but no one's been like, not no one's been very forward about it though.
So
They've
not
just kind of made
disrespectfully,
comments.
just more flirty or
Yeah,
charming, that
luckily.
kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Luckily, no one's really asked me out to dinner or like nothing like that. No one's done anything provocative, nothing of the sort,
No,
but more so
slimy kind of
flirty.
comments about, geez, I wish my painter had a butt or an ass like that or any, I don't know. I'm just throwing out
Yeah.
something along those slimy kind of lines.
Exactly. Yeah. Luckily, we don't get anything like that.
Oh, good.
We more so just get like, oh, you guys look great up there. I wish you guys were wearing shorts. Like, so I guess it kind of goes along those lines.
Yeah,
But
okay. So there we go. Yeah, so it's
they are
unfortunately
there,
it's still
yes.
out there. Yeah. How do you respond
Unfortunately.
to that?
We don't. So I tell my girls just to not say anything back.
Beautiful.
I walk through those kind of things with every hire and make sure that they know, this is a male-dominated industry. Are you prepared for that? Because we do work alongside contractors, and a lot of females come to work with us because they know that we're an all-female crew. So they like that, because it's a safe environment. That's what I love to
Definitely.
create, is that safe environment for female
Absolutely.
tradeswomen. And yeah, so I
You
mean,
just tell
they
them not
just
to
don't say
respond.
anything.
That's fantastic. I think that's probably the absolute best approach whatsoever. That would be difficult for me, but that's the absolute best
Yeah.
approach
I mean,
whatsoever.
I can probably say something, but I tell them not to.
So, how long did it take before you realized, yeah, this is actually going to work. This is actually going to be successful.
Yeah, I guess it was, I can tell you exactly when it was. Month 14 into my business, I
Oh.
had 7 employees on payroll. It was midsummer, because that would have been August, and we hit our $100,000 sales mark. So that was really exciting, and I was like, how did we just do that in 14 months? And out of the 14 months, I was in Florida for 2 of those months, or maybe three, yeah, 2 of those months, and I also was by myself for 4 of those months. So how on earth
That's
did we reach
fantastic.
that? And so that was really exciting to see. And the fact that we had so many girls on payroll and consistently working, 2 of them were part-time and 4 of them were full-time. But yeah, it was just really awesome to see. And I think that's what kept me going, was the fact that I had so many staff working with me, and they were just happy to be at work. We were going out for dinners once a
Yeah,
month and keeping them
nice.
happy. And yeah, so I
That's
think
so
that was
wonderful.
the turning point for me, where I was like, I'm going to keep going with this.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. So on the other side of the equation, where or when did you ever think, the heck with this? Why am I doing this? Did that ever happen?
Yeah, definitely happens often. I think with every business owner, it happens quite often, especially within those first 5 to 10 years. There's days where sometimes we don't have work for the girls, even during those high points in our months, summer months, our first summer there. There were days where I had to send the girls out doing flyers, and that's a lot of payroll coming out of a man's pocket for one day of doing 8 hours of flyers for 6 girls,
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, it happens all the time, and you just gotta know that you're gonna see it through. So.
Perfect. Are you still having days of those thoughts, or was that
Oh,
just
every day.
every day?
Every day.
Oh,
No, not days where I think, that I shouldn't be doing this or can't be doing this. My now boyfriend, he's super supportive, and he knows that I'll never quit. And if there's ever a time where I'm like, I just don't know what I'm doing anymore, I don't know if I should be a painter or a business owner, he's like, stop that nonsense.
oh,
So
that's excellent.
he sets me straight, and I've told him, I'm like, please don't let me ever quit, because I love
Yes.
painting and I love the atmosphere that we provide for women and the structure that we have. So yeah.
Beautiful. Now, you said that it's very important for you to have a safe environment. And tell me a little bit about, because when you did your feature presentation, you talked about an initiative or a goal that was very important to you with respect to providing an investment. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Are you talking about the $10,000 one for mental health?
That is, yes.
So it's always been kind of a little bit of a goal of mine. I mean, obviously, if I had the 10,000 laying around, I would definitely, hand
I've
that out
done
a
it
little
already.
bit.
Absolutely. I get that.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, it's always been a goal of mine to just kind of provide for that. I mean, a lot of business owners, I think the statistic was, oh shoot, now I can't. I think it was two out of three business owners go through mental health issues throughout their first, 5 to 10 years of running a business, and forever for the most part. Because think about the top dogs, like, I don't even know at the top of my head, but there's a lot of business owners out there that own multiple franchises, and they probably go through mental health problems, right?
Absolutely.
So for me, it was more so just not so much of a personal matter that, I've gone through mental health or anything like that. It's not necessarily have to do with that, but I have people who are very close to me, who maybe not have had their own business experiences, but just as individuals have had a lot of mental health issues. So again, it's just kind of been something close to my heart due to that. And also in respect to business owners too, just, they could use all the help that they can get, and therapy is not cheap. So.
No, absolutely. Oh, that's an excellent addition to what it is that you want to do. And I guess the last question I'm going to ask you is if you had a young woman or a woman of any age at this point that is debating about whether or not she should start up, one, start up her own business, but two, venture into a male-dominated industry, what would you have to say to her?
I would say to just do it and do it with pride and do it with confidence, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through it, is just to have that pride, that confidence, but also that faith. I've had a lot of faith for, Jesus Christ, and that he was going to make me get through this. And I know, I'm sorry, I don't know if you speak about religion
That's
on
okay.
here, but yeah, I mean, that's just been my three biggest things, is the pride, the confidence, and the
Confidence and
faith.
the faith. That's
Yeah, and so, if you don't have those things, then you're probably not going to get very far. So, and even if you don't have the confidence, pretend you have the confidence. Pretend you know what you're doing, because that's what I did. I just pretended along the way that I knew what I was doing. And, even sometimes I do, when we come across some sort of siding we've never painted before, I'm like, yeah, absolutely, I know what products to use on that. No problem. So
And then you go and
just
research it, and then you deliver.
exactly.
Absolutely. Perfect. That's awesome. Well, I think that's very, very wise advice. And certainly confidence is a big reason why a lot of, I'm going to choose young women, don't get into male-dominated industries. Either they lack the confidence or they lack the self-esteem. And even after once they get in, a lot of them don't make it after. Well, it's not that they don't make it. I'm going to change that. It's not that they don't make it. They choose to drop out after 3 years being in the male-dominated field. So you're at a precipice. So make sure you keep going. And I'm glad to hear that you will. So that's good.
Yes, for sure. Yeah,
Awesome.
thank
Thank
you.
you so much. I really appreciate your time. I know how busy you are. So thank
Yes.
you again. And I'm so excited you had
Yes.
some time to spend with us today.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's been great. Thanks, Sue.
That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. I know there's a lot of choices out there, and I am so happy you spent your time with us today. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a lesson. If you want to talk about your own story, I would love that. Or you know what? If you have any specific questions to be answered next time, head over to worthresults.com and connect with me. I would love to.